Hi, Patrick.
How's it going, Heath?
All right, how you doing?
Good, good. How's your Monday going so far?
Well, I just arrived in Manila, so got a few emails before I try to get some sleep.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, what time is it over there? Is it even Monday or?
It's a little after midnight on Tuesday.
Okay. Morning. Yeah, quite the time time switch.
Yeah.
What are you doing out there?
So we do some of the order taking for the business out here, and we've been ramping the business. So we just hired six new staff. So I'm out here to meet them and tell them what the business is all about and watch them being trained.
Nice, nice. That's pretty exciting for you guys.
Yeah, no, it's real good.
All right, well, yeah, I hate to start your week off with some semi-bad news, but I went to bat for you with the file. I got some kind of unfortunate news from the underwriters. It's just the time in business. I kind of went over everything with them, presented everything me and you discussed. With the industry that you're in, we're just going to need, we can't do anything until March, basically, with how you just basically acquired the business. With the current state you guys are in, how fast you're growing, you guys are definitely a business we want to do business with. So what I can do is I'll keep in contact with you, make sure everything's going well. And then once we do hit that mark, I'll still have everything on file from you guys. I'll just need a few updated bank statements, and then we'll be able to go ahead and get you some capital, help you grow even more. And, who knows what stage you guys are at down the road. But they told me that, because it's only been 3 weeks that you have that, filing under your name, we did, get that clarification on the time of completely in business with, the whole company, but it's just with you in particular in the industry, there was really nothing I could do. I end up getting it submitted, end up three times for that, but, I really apologize. I couldn't get you something right now, but in a few months, definitely we can revisit this. If that's something you're interested in doing, we can keep in contact until then, but, kind of a little unfortunate news for you.
Trying.
I wish I had some better news for you.
Going either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. Now, if you want to make a reminder there, so they're saying I need to have it under my
basically
ownership for 9 months.
No, they said for 6, and the note that I got specifically from credit on that was in March of 2017 we'll be able to reopen this, until then I got a hard decline. Like I said, I really went to bat to it. I resubmitted it a few different times. We have a bunch of different programs over here, especially with startups and, in your specific situation, and especially with how you guys are growing too. You guys are definitely projecting to, have a really successful business, and, everything me and you went over, definitely would like to help you guys out, and especially with that capital that would help you guys put you on that next level. But yeah, they said, once March hits around, I know it's only a few months up down the road, and other than that, if you guys, I know with equipment, I know that's kind of not what you were looking for in the first place, just kind of to let you know if you guys maybe needed some new servers, anything like that. With the equipment, we do startups, I think it's about 3 months, so, anything coming up, maybe December, January, we could get that squared away. But for that capital, March, I'll go ahead and give you a call, every month or so, just check in on you, see how everything's going, and, we can touch base. But, and then when March rolls around, we can definitely revisit that and, go from there.
Yeah, and what's the rule of thumb, just as I think about that? So, let's say, we're looking to grow the business quite aggressively between now and March. Hopefully we'll be doing about 80, 90, 100,000 a month by then. So
if
you look at the ramp, so, is there a guide for what I can look at in terms of, are you running it off of EBITDA, running it off revenue? How do you think about it?
Yeah, it's going to be, but the majority factor is going to be that revenue. And so I was just going to say that with, the rate that you guys are growing at, once you guys start pulling in that 80K volume a month, like we spoke and what you guys are projecting for, it's just going to look even better on the file. We'll be able to get you an even better approval. You'll have that, that more existing time in business under the belt. It's just going to add to the file and, make things a lot easier on our end for that. But yeah, I mean, it's just, and, like we mentioned how we only had that 3 weeks under your name for the that filing, and then the industry as well. Yeah. But yeah, definitely. I mean, in the future.
What was wrong with the industry?
It wasn't like a restricted industry or anything like that. It's just with different industries, there are different provisions. Especially with the startup and whatnot. and with the whole, you know, the foreign, you know, the policies, kind of what it is you guys do as well, the clientele, you know, so forth. That's more in the credit department, but just kind of what they, you know, relayed to me on that.
Yeah, well, all the customers are U.S. and Canada.
Right.
But that's fine. Okay, cool. Yeah. If you want to touch base whenever you're ready, I can give you updated numbers as we go through the process, and otherwise, you know, let's kind of reconvene in March timeframe.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and you have all my info on file too, as well. If you guys need any questions, or you know, and we definitely like to make that relationship with you guys too. That you know, if you need any help like that, you can just give me a call, and you know, we can almost give you some advice, whatever you need, and then, you know, when that time comes around, we can definitely help you guys out, because I'm sure, you know, with the you know, time in business, everything that we've, you know, discussed and all that, I'm sure you guys are going to be receiving a lot more offers as well. And I do remember we spoke about that a little as well with, you know, the kind of amount of calls that you said you were getting blown up with.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
And
okay, cool. Well, I appreciate the call back.
Yeah, definitely. I know. I just didn't want to make you feel like we were leaving you hanging, or, you know, nothing we could do for you on our end, but...
No worries at all. All right, no worries. Thanks, Patrick. I appreciate it.
Yeah, enjoy Manila over there and stay safe.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, yep, bye.